Welcome to I'm Absolutely Fine, the podcast from the mid-alt that looks at all the glamour and indignity of being a grown-up. Hello, everybody. I'm Annabelle, and I'm absolutely fine, but I have to have my photograph taken tomorrow. I have to have my photograph taken tomorrow with Emily for Stella magazine, because we are the new agony aunts for the Sunday Telegraph, which is lovely, except I'm camera-phobic. Like, properly, I feel like someone's pointing a gun at me. And so since they told us they wanted to do a shoot on the 17th of December, I have slept even less than usual. So I've got that horrible, tight, anxious, slightly tearful, headachey feeling that sort of centres itself somewhere around my thorax. And I also know that on the shoot tomorrow, we're surrounded by nice people who want to make us look nice and want to make everything beautiful. I'm going to be a terrible bitch because I'm going to be so upset. And I'm not, you know I talk a good game, but I'm not thrilled about the idea of being just an appalling, horrible bitch. So I'll have a sleepless night tonight. And then hopefully by the end of the day tomorrow,
you'll
calm.
You'll be reset.
Yes, calm will be restored. Christ. Oh, how are you, Em?
I'm absolutely fine, but do you know, I woke up this morning and at 6:35 and, I mean, also at 3:04, but let's not discuss that part of it. I immediately thought, I just cannot wait to go be back in bed tonight.
To go back to bed tonight. I feel that every morning and it makes the day feel like a prison sentence, and I think lots of our listeners feel that.
But I think it's...
You don't feel that very often.
No, it's really unusual for me to feel like this, and I don't know, I just... It's a really depressing way to live, isn't it? It's like a sort of... It's sort of, you're sort of a hostage to the fact that all you want to do is be at home in bed.
In a darkened room. Yeah. I think that we're all a bit broken at the moment, which is why today's podcast is very good news.
It is very good news. What happens is the question eternally. If you are on the floor dreaming of a padded cell, a noise-cancelled life and as little interaction with the world as possible, well, you can consult an expert on how to feel human again. Now, this magical creature does actually have a human form. Her name is Lucy Goff, and she is the founder of super supplement Lima. 9 years ago, she was in hospital, dying of septicemia, rattling with pills, lost in a sea of medication. But after meeting with a scientist who devised a game-changing set of protocols for her, she jacked in her job and made it her mission to find a way of offering other people a formula to unlock their potential. She's here to tell us everything we need to know about the supplements industry, but we're afraid to ask. Lucy, how are you?
Well, Emily, I would have been totally fine had I not have had to sleep in the bath last night, because my husband's snoring is like on the world's worst decibel. In fact, when he went to the snoring clinic, because he swore he didn't snore, and I knew that he really, really did, they said that it was one of the worst decibels that they'd ever heard, ever. And it made me feel so much better, but it doesn't take away the complete panic that I find myself in at 12 o'clock, generally, when he settled into his sleep and his snoring starts. And I realised that even with the silicone earbuds and my head in the pillow, almost suffocating, I can still hear his noise. And last night it got to about 2:30 and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to take myself off to the bath. And I did that, and I line it really nicely with, old dog beds. I always put it the other way around. They've been in the washing machine and they're totally fine. And I just have a really nice sleep. It's very enclosed, it's not a
cocooning.
Big bath.
It's a nest, very, really.
It's a bit of a nest, and I wake up in the morning and my husband goes, what are you doing in the bath? I'm like, well, what do you think I'm doing in the bath?
I love the idea that, you know, we're so sold the idea of self-care as a bath, but actually in your case it's not a kind of oily bath with a candle, it's like a dog bed filled bath to get away from the snoring.
There are baths and there are baths.
And isn't it funny that all our I'm fine buts just relate back to sleep?
More often than not, they do.
Annabelle has a theory that the bed is our HQ, right? That's where we make all of our decisions for the day. It's where we set all our intentions for the next day.
It's like
day.
Your viewing platform for, you know, you sit and you might look at the wardrobe and think, what the fuck am I going to wear? You might look at the bathroom and think, you know, what the fuck am I going to see when I look in the mirror? And then you project your vision towards downstairs and how will it be and work. And you sit there and form the shape of your day from your bed.
Yeah. And the fact that we're all so tired, exactly as you said, Lucy, that all of ours are, I'm absolutely fine, relate to sleep. The fact that the bed is now kind of, you know, invested with huge, even more significance.
Well, and pressure. And actually pressure, because it's like, who knows what's going to happen that night? You don't know. If I was sleeping on my own in like a beautiful Barbara Cartland padded room, then I wouldn't
not
have
a padded
pressure.
Cell. No, really, not a padded cell. Just a padded room.
A padded room. Then I wouldn't have any pressure. But sleeping with people just adds the pressure because it's an external element that you have to worry about.
But Lucy, what we wanted to talk to you about, we really wanted to sort of plumb the depths of your considerable expertise, because all of, you know, all of our people, all of our listeners, everyone we know is taking some kind of supplement to varying degrees of effect. And maybe we can start with looking at the supplement industry, which has sort of grown and blossomed and multiplied over the past however many years. And it's almost as though it's designed to be confusing. How do we navigate that lack of clarity?
It is designed to be confusing because it needs to be confusing. And the reason why it needs to be confusing is because the vast majority of it, in fact, over 90% of it doesn't work. So you're buying into something that doesn't work. So how do you buy into something that doesn't work? You confuse the consumer. And that's exactly what is happening. There is just no regulation within the supplement market, or very, very little regulation. The regulation that they have is meaningless. The regulation that they should be having is around efficacy. Does this work? Does a consumer need this? If so, why do they need it? How can they be assured of what's in it? All of these questions that are very simple that don't happen. It's like... it's like walking into a shop, into a really expensive shop, a cashmere shop, and buying a really expensive cashmere jumper, and yet there's no label on the jumper. And, you know, the assistants go, oh, you know, well, it's the finest cashmere. Feel it. You know, it's this, it's that. And actually, you could feel the jumper, and it could feel like cashmere, but it could be polyester. You just don't know. Without the label, you don't know. And the problem is, yes, there is a label on a supplement, but it's not the label that a consumer needs to know. Like when you buy a sun cream, on the back of the bottle, there is a 5-star, you know, there's a star rating that tells you how well that cream will protect you against the UVA rays. You know how it will protect you against the rays that will burn you because there's a factor on it. But it's how well will that protect you against the UVA rays? And you can tell by the star rating on the back of a supplement label, there should be, how will this ingredient work? How pure is it? How bioavailable is it? How stable is it in your body's temperature? How will it upload into plasma? Then all these little aspects need putting into a very simple star rating for the consumer. And at the moment, there just isn't anything. You know, you buy a vitamin C, you buy a particular ingredient, but you have no clue as to how that is going to benefit you once you have ingested it.
Do you think that they don't bother with the regulation because they just assume that supplements won't work, but also won't do you any harm? So why not let people just spend their money if they want to be idiots?
Well, I think it's definitely a consumer trend that has been boiling and boiling and boiling and boiling, playing on consumer insecurities over the past 50 years. And it's like that checklist, that internal checklist that you have. Oh, okay, I'm taking a supplement, I'm not going to get ill. But fundamentally, you know, and this is the reality, and I probably shouldn't say this, but this genuinely is, if you speak to any scientist that's in the industry, they will tell you, at the end of the day, the pharmaceutical world controls the food industry. The pharmaceutical world does not deal with preventative health at all. Their model is very much, if you get ill, we'll take away the symptom. They don't deal with helping you to prevent getting ill in the first place. So the pharmaceutical world is very happy that over 50% of the food that we buy in the UK is junk food. So it's inflammatory food. It's not going to provide you with a health benefit. In fact, it's going to increase your inflammation. And the supplement industry doesn't work either. So those are the two main outcomes outside of exercise and sleep that you can really help to prevent yourself coming ill in the first place. You know, going to a doctor by the time a symptom has presented itself, so for instance, you feel pain or you don't feel well, means that there's a certain amount of degeneration that's taken place already for a symptom to manifest. And that's like, it's like a fire engine turning up to a house that's a quarter burnt down. You know, there's damage that's done.
We're all a quarter burnt down.
That's exactly what I thought. I thought, there I am. There I am, a sort of quarter burnt down.
Charred, not
exactly
even a flame anymore.
Charred. But that is how I feel. So there you go.
How much difference do you believe a good supplement can really make in terms of preventing inflammation, preventing illness?
A good supplement can make all the difference in helping you to prevent getting ill. Yes, if you eat McDonald's for a year and you don't exercise and you drink and you smoke, then the likelihood is a good supplement is not going to do much. But if you lead a healthy lifestyle and you want ingredients that will take you beyond the potential of that healthy, balanced diet and the exercise and everything, then a good supplement is, I think there's a stat, I'm full of stats, I don't know why I'm full of stats, but there's a stat that says a supplement that's actually a medical grade supplement that's been proven in published literature to actually be of benefit, formulated correctly, can help you stave off about 75% of anything that you were going to get. I think about 25%, you're genetically, it's not a lot you can do. You're genetically made up to get that disease or to have that degeneration take place. But you can stave off a lot, but through supplementation and through a healthy, balanced diet and a healthy lifestyle. Because
what is a medical grade supplement?
Well, a medical grade supplement is a supplement that's been through the same rigorous process to market that pharmaceutical drug has. So this is not, like this, all supplements out there say, we're scientifically proven, we're clinically tested. And all that means is that the company or the brand has paid for a private clinical study. Private clinical study, you can come out with any outcome that you want and say it's down to that supplement. And the fact is that private clinical studies are not always to be trusted. The only level of clinical proof that you should ever trust is if something has been proven in preclinical and clinical trials and those results published in peer-reviewed medical journals. So that's a team of unbiased doctors that had no financial gain in that.
So that's what peer-reviewed means, doesn't it? Because I always get confused.
That's what peer-reviewed means. So it means that a team of unbiased doctors have deemed the results of that clinical study to be robust enough to be true. It's like with the COVID vaccine. No country was going to give the COVID vaccine to anybody until the results of that vaccine had been published in peer-reviewed medical literature. I remember when Chris Whitty was standing at those Downing Street conferences, and people were asking him on this treatment and that treatment. He said, "Look, I'm not going to comment until the peer-reviewed data has come in." So we're not going to trust the companies who are making these drugs, because of course they're going to say that they're going to work. It's about waiting for the peer-reviewed literature to come in. And that's the difference between Lima and everything else that's out there, is that we only use patented ingredients that have been proven in peer-reviewed clinical studies, and we dose them at the proven levels. And nobody else is doing that because it doesn't fit in with the commercial model for supplements. So, people are used to spending £20, £30 on a supplement or maybe even cheaper. And that's very much the model for the supplement industry. But the fact is that if you buy into a supplement on that level, it means that they're using cheap, generic or organic ingredients. You don't know anything about them, Whereas in Lima, we only use ingredients, actual patented ingredients, that are hugely more expensive than generic ingredient. But ultimately, you're paying for proof. You're paying for the assurance that that ingredient is going to have a medicinal effect. It's going to have a health benefit.
It can survive. When I was buying supplements for sort of, you know, for sort of £30, but because of everything I was told I had to take, I was taking about 10. So, you know, so that really has it, because we're told we need so many of these things. If we assume that our listeners are, let's say, you know, 35 to 55, what should they be taking? Also, if they can't afford something as premium as Lima, are there any ways around that?
So if you can't afford something on the level of Lima, where you are taking proven patented ingredients that are dosed correctly, then what you should eat is an unprocessed diet. That's the best thing that you can do, is to not eat any foods that are processed. The likelihood is that if you eat a really good diet, you don't need any essential vitamins or minerals. Your diet will provide you with everything that you need. Something like Lima, we only use ingredients that you cannot get in effective doses through food, which is the true premise of a supplement. So I would recommend that you have a healthy, balanced diet and just go to Boots or Superdrug and buy a cheap vitamin D tablet, cheap vitamin D supplement that's dosed at 2,000 international units. And that's your basic. So that's the basis. You don't have to, vitamin D, you don't ever have to buy an expensive version of it, because your body has no problem in absorbing it. So at a low level, that's what I would do. Some vitamins and minerals you don't have to buy expensive, but vitamin C is another case where you should, if you're taking vitamin C, you should only ever buy the cheapest form of vitamin C that you can find, because your body has no problem absorbing it. It's only some ingredients that your body can't absorb, or if it's a herbal extract or something like that, that has to be adapted to work medicinally inside the body, then you need to be buying a patented version of that.
And is that what you mean when you say bioavailability, something your body can absorb?
So bioavailability is absorbability. So obviously for something to be truly bioavailable, it needs to be fat and water soluble. So a lot of ingredients are actually only either fat soluble, and in which case the majority of your digestive tract is made up of water, so it has to be water soluble as well.
So let's say you get your hands on an effective supplement, it's going to work. How does it work inside your body? And what I'm really asking is, how does it differ from chemical medicines?
Well, chemical medicines will take away a symptom. So a pharmaceutical drug will take away a symptom. So it might take away pain. It will take away the symptom. It won't get to the root of the issue. Whereas certain herbal or plant extracts are able to get to the heart of the issue in the way that a pharmaceutical drug can't. So it can actually reverse the root of the issue that's going on inside your body. So it's two completely different models. There's very, very few ingredients in the supplement industry that can do this. But there's an emerging category of nutrition called evidence-based nutrition, using pharmaconutrition, so pharmacological ingredients that can actually get to the heart of an issue in the way that a pharmaceutical drug can't.
What about inflammation? We all know that inflammation is the great enemy.
Yeah.
What can we take to deal with inflammation? What are the ingredients that are
there? First of all, you should eat an unprocessed diet, because processed foods increase inflammation in the body. So if you were even having a really, you know, if you were exercising and having a healthy lifestyle, if you're going to eat processed foods, that will increase inflammation in your body. Stress increases inflammation in the body, and we're all living, you know, stressful lives where we have to be accountable for like 20 hours of the day, or, you know, these ridiculous lives. So it's really supplementation that you need to look to tackle that. I mean, turmeric is an incredible ingredient, but the problem is the entire turmeric industry is a placebo. You can't take a turmeric supplement and think that it will have an anti-inflammatory benefit. One of the only legitimate forms of turmeric is the ingredient in lima called Hydrokirk, which is the problem with the turmeric industry is that it turmeric is only fat soluble. And yes, some companies put black pepper in and things like that that increase the bioavailability, but still not enough to have an anti-inflammatory effect. And then the rest of the turmeric market is made up of the water-soluble turmerics. You know, you see them, they put it in, put the turmeric into a glass of water and all the glass of water goes orange. But what they don't tell you is that the majority of those turmerics are made up of the carrier system that makes it water soluble. So it leaves like a negligible amount for the actual curcuminoids. Whereas Hydrokirk is the only effective form of turmeric on the market where it's 90% of the ingredient is the actives and only 10% accounts for the carrier system that makes it water soluble. So, but a consumer would never know that. You know, you see these brands where you can get, you know, 1,000 milligrams of turmeric, and they say it's the best turmeric ever. And as a consumer, you think, well, that's a trusted brand. You know, that looks good. And, you know, it says that, oh, it's food grown and all of this stuff. In actual fact, look at the back and see how many curcuminoids it's actually going to deliver. And the problem is it's like delivering like 100 milligrams of curcuminoids.
We're all told we need to take a fish oil. Take a fish oil for your brain. Take a fish oil. Do we need to take a fish oil?
Well, fish oil is very good, but the problem is that the entire fish oil industry is a bit of a con as well.
This is like one of those sort of documentaries.
Yes, it's terrible. Exactly. I feel as though I'm the spreader of bad news. Fish oils obviously work if you're eating a piece of fish because it's got a lot of other ingredients in there as well, which balance out the omega-3. So if you are taking a fish oil, there's one fish oil. Well, there's two fish oils on the market that do work. Basically, you need to take an omega-3 that's also combined with polyphenols because otherwise it doesn't have an anti-inflammatory benefit. So taking a fish oil on its own, even though it's really high in, you know, whatever it says it is, won't do anything unless it's combined with polyphenols. There's a really good brand called Life Extension. It's an American brand, and they do an omega-3 plus that's combined with polyphenols, and that does work.
I love the fact that it's called Life Extension.
Yes, exactly. It's called like Life Extension. On the label.
Yeah, just what should we call it? I mean, really, it's like...
Get ill.
I feel like this should be our new business now.
Yeah. Like, get ill. Never get ill.
Never die.
I mean, I know that you believe that an excellent supplement can act as an alternative to HRT and to sleeping pills to a certain extent. How does that all work?
Well, I mean, HRT is an interesting one. I do think if you can take HRT, you should take HRT. That definitely, the menopause is something real, and if you can take HRT, you should. The issue is that HRT will only deal with the hormonal imbalance. There's a whole other set of parameters that go on during the menopause that doesn't deal with, so you still need to take a good supplement as well that will reduce inflammation, that will help you sleep, that will help to balance your thyroid, that will help increase your brain's energy. There's so many different parameters. So HRT, you should definitely take if you can. Sleeping tablets, we'd all love to take a sleeping tablet every night.
I know, but there's no such thing as a free sleeping pill.
But there's no such thing as a free, because, you know, you end... First of all, the doctor can't, it's illegal to prescribe a sleeping tablet for longer than 2 weeks. So you've only got 2 weeks of good sleep anyway before you're
left out on the moon. But also, a doctor told me that it isn't good sleep, it's fake sleep.
It's fake sleep. Sleep should be tackled from not a sedating point of view, because relaxation and sleep do not go, you know, they're not brothers, they're more like cousins. Just because you can be relaxed and still be an insomniac, you know, they don't one doesn't go hand in hand.
I know, people always say to me, because I'm up at 3:30 in the morning and that's it. They always say, oh, you know, what are you thinking about? Are you very anxious? Are you very tense? Listen, there have been times in my life when I've woken up deranged with anxiety. But now, more often than not, no, I'm just fucking awake.
Yeah.
There's no other problem. That's, the problem is the awake.
Yeah. So with sleep, it's far better to tackle that through an anti-inflammatory. There's an ingredient in Lima called Afron, which is a validated saffron extract that actually increases serotonin in the brain. This does it all non-addictively, completely working with your body's system. It's nothing that, you would get a side effect from or anything like that. And how it works is it increases serotonin in the brain and it reduces your inflammation so that during one of the natural sleep awakenings, so you have like, I think it's about 10 natural sleep awakenings when sleep becomes more fragile, instead of your body latching onto those sleep awakenings and thinking, oh, well, I'm going to wake up now, you just stay asleep. There's less oxidative stress going on in your body and just able to stay asleep. And actually, that ingredient has got published medical data behind it to prove that it's actually more effective than citalopram and fluoxetine at treating depression. And it's also now being given to help people come off antidepressants because it reduces the symptoms, the often debilitating symptoms that you can get when you're trying to come off them. There are certain things, obviously, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is incredible. You know, I would have died after I had Zara because I caught septicemia and I needed drugs. But it's like there are certain places that pharmaceutical drugs really work. And then there are other avenues where, you know, there are better alternatives out there.
But also, wouldn't it be good if we could get into a place where we concentrated on sort of prevention rather than kind of reaction?
Yeah.
So I think that we are...
Well, prevention so that, rather than cure. It's yeah, that old well, adage,
isn't exactly.
It?
The idea that we're all in the best possible shape.
But also prevention, I think, is important and based on no scientific knowledge whatsoever, because it's a bit like when one thing breaks, everything else starts to break.
Yeah. Exactly.
So if you can slightly stop the first thing, but you know, you twist your ankle, you put your shoulder up, your hip goes funny because you're off balance. I'm sure the same thing can happen inside your body.
Yeah.
So it would be great to stop the first disaster, micro-disaster leading to everything else.
Yeah.
That's ageing as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I think the problem is that GPs are not trained in preventative health outside of exercising and eating well. You know, GPs should be trained in supplementation because they don't understand the difference between medical grade ingredients and advising people to get medical grade ingredients and just whatever you can find in Boots or Superdrug or Holland and Barrett.
Mm. I've been taking Lima, full disclosure, for how long? I mean, just under 2 years, I think. And I came off it. I think often you only realise things have been working when you stop. And I came off it and went sort of immediately mad. And it was then that it occurred to me that it has been very, very, very effective in dealing with anxiety with no antidepressants on the side. Now, what is it? Is it the Afron? Is that the ingredient that will be doing that?
So there's a few ingredients. There's the Afron, which increases your serotonin. There's the ashwagandha, which helps. So the KSM-66 ashwagandha, which helps to reduce your cortisol levels. And there's the cognizin, which is the very pure form of citicoline that increases the nutrients to your brain. And then there's the turmeric, so the hydrocort that's reducing your inflammation. So it's, and of course there's vitamin D in there and other ingredients too. But fundamentally, it's the way that the ingredients work together synergistically to reduce your cortisol. And you know, things go wrong every day. I couldn't get my headphones working this morning. You know, things will go wrong every day, but it's your ability to build a resilience to not let that overtake your life. And that's where Lima can really help. And you only know it by experiencing it.
Yes. Or stopping it. In my case, it was
or
only when I stopped
it, yeah.
That I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because it's funny. We're all led to expect, you know, extraordinary, you know, you know, results that you feel with every step you take and every breath you take. I'm not sure life necessarily works like that.
The human psyche is very much, you don't appreciate when things go right. You don't wake up in the morning and go, do you know what? I'm really thankful that I feel okay this morning.
Yes.
I remember when Emily and I used to work on newspapers and someone once said to us, news is bad news. Front pages sell a paper if there's a disaster, not if there's like, you know, happy, smiling things.
No, no.
And we should tell our listeners that, in fact, you're going to have questions, people, about supplements because it is so confusing. And I'm sure you've got, I mean, like I have, cupboards full, bedside tables full, expensive bottles that are just sitting there glaring at you and all your failure. So we're going to be hosting an Insta Live with Lucy next Monday, which is the 17th at 6 p.m. So she can deal with all your confusions, all your frustrations, all your questions about what supplements are for, what supplements work, what supplements don't, what ingredients we should be looking for, and how not to get ripped off. So please DM us at themedult on Instagram or hello@themedult.com on email, and do join us. Once again, it's Insta Live at 6 p.m. on Monday the 17th for more of Lucy Gough's wisdom. And Lucy, I hope you get some sleep tonight. Make him sleep in the bath.
Yeah, exactly.
Make him sleep on the dog beds in the bath.
My daughter wasn't starting school tomorrow. I've just checked myself in somewhere.
Just pull the ripcord and off you go.
Exactly. Yeah. God, we all would love to check ourselves in somewhere. That's the vibe.
Yeah, maybe not a hotel.
New house.
So thank you so much for talking to us today. It's completely fascinating and eye-opening and hopeful, actually, in the end, I think, that we can find a way to help ourselves.
There is hope out there.
Yeah, there is.
Well, thank you
says.
For having me.
Thank you for coming. And we will see you at 6 p.m. on Monday for our Insta Live.
I will be there.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Annabel Rivkin and Emily McMeekin of The Midult. Our book, I'm Absolutely Fine, is out now. If you like what you hear, please rate, review and subscribe.
And we'll just leave you with this thought. In a world where you can be anything, be the person who ends meetings early.